heard.
Peter Beaumont's okay. On the line. Go on.
Yep. Hi, yes. I mean, we've had clashes all day going on outside on the edge of Tahrir Square. The position we're in at the moment is that the anti-Mubarak opposition have been in the square and you came under attack last night are now pushing further and further back in the street battles. We've got a barricade literally beneath the window of my hotel, and there are clashes now going on right below me. We're hearing a lot of warning shots, the helicopters flying above us, and the anti-government demonstrators are now controlling all the bridges in the area of the Hilton Hotel, which is just at the entrance to Tahrir Square. I mean, looking around, what I can see is the Brome and Barrett forces are very, very broken up. If I look out my window now, there's a group in the street directly below me, and I've been amazed that there was more than about 80. And I guess about 100 metres to my right, some of the opposition demonstrators are on one of the up ramps to the bridge and now have a barricade up from which they're throwing stones at the pro-Mubarak supporters. There are soldiers down there. There's, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 who are trying to stand in between the two sides. And I have to say, I've personally been quite impressed today by, since the soldiers have been put in, by actually the discipline and bravery. I mean, most of these guys are standing in between two sides, they're absolutely bricking them, and we've been seeing sort of bricks bounce off the soldiers' helmets and body armour, and they're trying to keep them apart, and maybe you can hear those warning shots being fired now. That's the soldier right below me firing his weapon to try and get the guys below me to step back.
And is this the same bridge we were talking about the other day when the police and the protesters were fighting over it? The Kasa Nile bridge?
No. That bridge is about a kilometre further up the Nile. That's on the far side of the square, which leads to the Semiramis Hotel. And it's kind of along by the Parliament and all those kind of areas along this. This is on the other side of the square, the entrance from Ramsey Street. And these bridges here are kind of, it's hard to describe, there's a sort of two-level system like you might see in Chicago or somewhere with a raised ramp and motorway that comes in from about three directions, one of which goes onto the bridge onto the island, and two other ramps that come down onto the lower part of the street from where you access all the sort of the major buildings in this area. So it's kind of like a little spaghetti junction with an underpass under which some of the people are throwing stones from under, and the people on the top. So you've got all these different levels. And last night, of the three overpasses, the one furthest from me, which is directly overlooking the entrance to the square, it's the one that was really crowded with pro-Mubarak supporters who were, throwing a hail of firebombs all night and bricked into the barricades at the entrance to the square. Now, they no longer control that area, and in fact, it looks they're in groups, but every time they try to run, they simply run into another opposition group and keep getting broken up.
Why are they so keen to get hold of these bridges?
Well, because it's actually very, from their point of view, in the small numbers that they are, if they can be on this overpass at the entrance to the square, it's about 30 feet off the ground, and the barricades at the entrance to the square are probably about 60, 70 feet back from that. So it gives you a great advantage when you're throwing things into the square at the people trying to hold the square, because you've got the height and the ability to try and throw over the barricades. Whereas if you're on the ground level, it's much, much more difficult to kind of throw anything back.
Give us a sort of a pitch report of the latest.
Sorry?
What's the latest position on the bridge?
Well, we're seeing just quite a lot of people coming from the opposition areas, just walking now down towards downtown. I mean, they're now probably and about 400 metres from me, there's two groups, a standoff on the main bit. I'm watching people throwing stones at each other. there was a group below me, but the army seemed to have persuaded these groups to stop. Oh, hang on, no, that's a bit more warning fire. Oh, that's a loud one. Okay, I think I'm going to go back to my room.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Okay, thank you. Bye.